Okay, today's daf is Peya Daf Chaf, Yerushalmi Peya Daf Chaf, and this shir and the Masechta's shirim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue now with the next Mishnah in Masechta's Peya, Halacha Beis, here in Perek Sheni, in Perek Ve'elu Mafsikin. Says the Mishnah, Amas Hamayim, if somebody has a water aqueduct, a water channel, She'eni Yecholo Lihikatzer Ka'achas, that the fields on the sides cannot be cut as one. We'll have to see what this means, right? There are two options. What this means, the Gemara will explain. Does it mean that if you stand on one side, you can't cut the other side? That's how wide it is? Or it means that if you're in the middle, right, you can't cut on both sides. So either way, if so, it's certain type of minimum width, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekas. Rabbi Yehuda says that is Mafsik. That is Mafsik. What is Rabbi Yehuda going on? So if you look at the Rav Bartanura says here on the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is being cholek. Rabbi Yehuda is cholek on the Tanakama, the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah said Shalulis, which is a type of little irrigation duct that appears like a canal, and the Tanakhama says that's mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says amas hamayim. So even though it's a different word, the Mefarshim assume that it's the same thing. It's a shalulis. And the Tanakhama said every shalulis is mafsik. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying here, no, it's got to be a certain width of a shalulis, certain width. Says the Rav Bartanura, upalaga Tanakhama de omer la'el al shalulis dahinu amas hamayim to bechol inyin mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda savar, no, de im yecholo li katzer ka'achas eina mafsekes. If you're able to cut both sides at once, then it is not mafsik. Vahalacha k'Reb Yehuda. And the Rav Bartanura says the halacha is like Reb Yehuda. And the Rambam seems to paskin the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, which is somewhat strange. Because if it's a machlokes, why would the Rambam paskin like Reb Yehuda over the Chachamim? But that's the Rambam in Hilchos Matan Asanim. In Perek Beis halacha, Perek Gimel halacha Beis, that's where the Rambam starts off the Perek. Ein menechen es peyas asvat misada al chaverta. You can't leave peyah from one field for another field. Keitzad hayulush de sados. Lo yiksor es achas kula v'yaniach b'shniya peyah. One can't cut an entire field and leave the other one peyah. Haru'uya l'shtehen. Enough peyah for both fields. No, even though it's the same amount, the same shear. Shenemer lo sachala pasadcha b'kutzrecha. She'yaniach b'kol achas v'achas peyah ru'uyala b'kutzrecha. V'miniach misada al chaverta ein peyah. And if you did, it's not peyah. It's not pay if I left from one field at another field. Then the Rambam says, "Haisa sadeo zeruwa kula minachad v'haya nachal betoch hasade." There's a nachal. There's a riverbed going in the middle. Afa pishena moshech, even though it's not flowing. O amas hamayim. Here's the arki line. O amas hamayim she'ena yachol liksor masha b'shneit sadeh ka'achas, that you can't cut both sides at once. V'hu she'tia moshechas v'kavua, that is flowing. Harezu kishtei sados. V'nosim pe'a mitzad zela atzmo u'pe'a mitzad zela atzmo. That's two sados. So he paskins this idea of ena yachol liksor, right? Two sides. So the Mefarshim wonder, is that a machlokes? But the Rav Bartanura assumes for sure it is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Good. Yilkhot Mari Kirkus also discusses on the Rambam what exactly is the halacha. First of all, he quotes, but the Rambam does not quote the word shalulis. That also quotes that the Rambam thinks that shalulis and amas hamayim are the same thing, and they're talking about the same situation of chiluk, and that is why the Rambam also seems to pass on like that, like Rabbi Yehuda in that case. But we continue. V'chal ha'arim asher b'madar ye'adeirun, right? Quoting a pasuk, any mountain that could be hoed with a hoe, right? But it's just a play on words, writing poetically, but it means if there's a mountain that can be plowed, even if it can't be plowed with oxen and a plow that usually flat ground can be plowed with, but it's you have to hand hoe it still. Even though you can't put oxen with their plow going up the mountain, still, if you have a field next to this mountain, and the mountain is plowable, just has to be manually plowed, still that's called one field, and you play nosin pe'a achal lakol. Right, mashba, that if it's a field that's like more rocky and you don't plant anything on it, like we saw earlier, so then it would be considered a separation. But if it can be plowed, it's just harder to plow, then who nosin pe'a lakol. And again, the Rav Bartanura will see an important line in his words here. Why do you give one pe'a? Says the Rav, klomar, nosin pe'a achas L'kol shtei asados, right? The Rav Bar Tanura is supposed to be like a Rashi on Mishnayos. That's why we have Tosfos Yantif. Rav Yantif Yiluti Meheler, one of the Talmidim of the Maharal, says we have the Rav. The Rav is like a Rashi, but we need like Tosfos on the Mishnah. That's why he wrote the Tosfos Yantif. It's supposed to be parallel to the Tosfos that quotes Mishnayos from all over and Rambams and puts everything together. On the Rav Bar Tanura, it's more giving pshat of the Mishnah where it is. So he says, Unosi Pei L'kol, even if you have this big mountain that's not plowable with a kli, you leave one pay a klomar. No sin pay achas l'kol shtei sados v'lo chashav hefsik hoel v'heim ne'edarim b'ma'ader klomar she b'nei adam chofrimoso har, right, har, and you could people could plow it har b'kli shechofrim b'asakarka ein ze hefsik. And then he has the line sheharoe omer, a viewer will say ein ze karka bor. A viewer would say, let's say you plowed your whole field and you didn't get up to the mountain yet. So the viewer won't say that this is a fallow field, mountainous area that you're leaving blank. Ella, lemacher chofer no sabamader. He's going to get the other tool. Vizaramoso, and they'll see it. Veshtei sados heinachas, they're really one. So he has this lashon of vaharoe omer. So if you look in the Sha'are Yerushalayim, one of the mafarshim in the back, what does this mean? Haroe omer? Is it one field? Is it two fields? Right, well, what does it mean, Vaharoa Omer? Sarachian atu baroim talya. Valo din ze dein mafrisha misoda lachaverta minatora. Right, the din that you have to take from one field on itself and not from another one, that's a din daraisa. Like as we learned, vim kain. Kol makom denechshav lasada echad. If it's called one field, afapish in benene aroim nira kishte sados, even if in people's eyes it looks like two, be kol makom in anosin ope achas. Even if it looks like two, if it's really one, you give one. Vechin lahefich. And also the opposite, Al-Karchach, says the Shalom Yerushalayim. Says the Shalom Yerushalayim, Yal-Karchach, Shi'urim Elu, Emas Ha'nechshav Sada Echad, Ve'emas Ha'nechra Be'ez Sados, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. It must be Halacha Moshe Misinai. It must be Mesorah that we have going back. And he says, V'chei Mashma on Tamar's Daf, where it says, Mekubalani, you see the Tamar's Daf will have on Chaf Aleph and Mavis. We also have Lashonos, that this is a Mesorah and goes back, the language of... The Gemara says, Shalu Amr L'Nachem Alavlar, Mekubalani Mirabi Meisha, Shekibel Me'aba, Shekibel Minzuko, Shekibel Me'navim, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Right, so some of these halachas of Pe'ah are Halacha L'moshe Misinai. So that's what the Shalom Yerushalayim suggests here, that the Halacha L'moshe Misinai is that some of it goes by Roeh. It goes by Roeh. That plays a role even on a Daraisa level. Right, and that's what he says. V'nestapakti, but then he says, before we get to there, let's focus on that for a second. So he says this is probably all Halacha Moshe Misinai. This would probably be a Halacha Moshe Misinai that is what we would call mifareshes. It's just explaining. We know the din is that you have to have peah on each field. Every field gets its peah. So the only shaila is about what's one field and what's two fields. We know Reb Chaim in Hilchos Machalos Asuros established for us that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? The Rambam, he says this on the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros has a machlokas with the Gaonim. He says, Yirali, says the Rambam, She'ein din neta ravai noe b'chutz laretz. The Rambam says, I don't think ravai is noe b'chutz laretz, even though the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Arla is noe b'chutz laretz. Arla, I would have thought, is a mitzvah tuliyah b'aretz. Right, it has to do with the ground, but the Gemara says no. Halacha Moshe Misinai that Arla is going in Chutzlar. It says the Rambam, but not Ravai. Arla is the first 3 years; Ravai is the fourth year. So it says the Rambam only Arla and not Ravai. The fourth year fruit in Chutzlar is you could eat without any pidyon. Shalom Amr El Ha Arla. The only Halacha Moshe Misinai is by Arla, not by Ravai. And then skip a line. He says, V'horu mixas gaonim shekerem Ravai levado podon osob chutzlaretz. V'yacharach yeh muter b'achila. That the gaonim, some gaonim say there is Ravai in Chutzlaretz. The Ein L'davar Ze'ikr, I don't agree. So the question is, there's no Chazal about Ravai and Chutz La'aretz. So where did the Gaonim get this from? That Ravai applies in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara only says Arla, not Ravai. So Rav Chaim there, in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav explains, amazingly, that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai, to put it in a word, HaMifareshes, and Halacha Moshe Misinai, HaMechadeshes. And by each one, you have to ask, right? The Rambam might say some are mechadeshes, some are mefareshes. Not that they all have to be the same. What's mechadeshes? Something totally new. Something that I would never have known without the Halacha Moshe Misinai telling me, right? The shear of a mechitza, lovewood, all different types of tsroros, right? Assuming that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And others. So that's a machadeshes. But then there's mifareshes, where I have a principle already in the Torah, and then the halacha Moshe Mizrahi tells me to expand the definition of that already known principle of the Torah. So that's a chakira. The question is, what's Arla's chutz laretz? There is Arla in Eretz Yisrael. And then the halacha Moshe Mizrahi is machadesh, that there's Arla in chutz laretz also. So is that a redefinition of Arla? I thought Arla was in Eretz Yisrael, but no, really, Arla is also in chutz laretz. So Arla is everywhere. So if Arla is everywhere, l'chora said that it's regular Arla. So you'd automatically move Ravai also to chutz laretz because it's regular Arla. Or, that's what the Gaonim would say. But the Rambam would say, no, Arla's chutz laretz is halacha Moshe Mizrahi mechadesh, something totally new. Not related to the Arla of Eretz Yisrael. See, even though the Arla of Eretz Yisrael has Ravai, but who says the Arla of Chutz Laretz would have that? That's Reb Chaim's beautiful idea. Yesh lafarish halacha da Arla noig b'Chutz Laretz b'shtrei gavni. Halo had vadai da Arla's Chutz Laretz v'Arla's Eretz Yisrael trei mili ninu v'chalukim b'dinehem. Yes, we know there are differences. For example, vadai asr sveika mutter. Right? Usually you say, Savita Raisa Lachumra, but it's built into the system that only Vade Arla is Asur, not Safik Arla. Ube Eretz Yisrael Bein Bevado Bein Besveka Asur, but still, lumdus wise, is it the Iker Ha'alacha Ba'a Ligiluye Yakra? Is it coming to be Megale? The Afagat the Chal Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz Inohogas Ela Ba'aretz, even though all Mitzvahs Luis Ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael, Aval Arla Shiny, but no Eges B'chal Makom, Arla's different. Arla is a different type of Mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz. V'yim Kein Gam Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Nechla La B'Krad Arla. So Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is it also included? That's the Gaonim. O Deneima De Havandai. No. Arla Mura B'Torah Eina Ela B'Eretz Yisrael. V'Arla's Chutz La'aretz Eina Nechlelis Ba. Eretz Yisrael, Arla's Chutz La'aretz is not included. It's Asura Mihalacha. It's something new. And therefore, you would not apply Ravai. Where do you have this? Many different areas. The Rambam himself has Mifareshes also. Right here, the Rambam has Mechadeshes. The Rambam also has Mifareshes. The Rambam says, in Arel, if an Arel does avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, right? What's the halacha? If an Arel does avoda, so the Rambam quotes that he's going to get Malkus. The question is, why is he going to get Malkus? There's no pasuk that's mefurish. We learn it from a pasuk in Yechezkel, right? Dover zemi teras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin daf chaf beis. We didn't learn it in the Torah until Yechezkel told us. Kol ben nechar Arel leiv va'Arel basar. Lo yavo mikdashi la sharseni. Adlo ba yecheskel man amra, ela gemara gemirila, vasi yecheskel asbuchur akrat. Alach Moshe Mizrahi, which then we found a hint to in yecheskel. So Alach Moshe Mizrahi, that teaches me in RL, is not allowed to do avoda. Says Rashi, Sanhedrin pei dalid, you're not going to get malchus for that. Because it's Alach Moshe Mizrahi, it's not mefurish b'kra. Right? You need a pasuk, he shomer pen al or lo, to get Malkus. But the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash Vavches says you get Malkus. How does he say you get Malkus? So the Rambam himself explains. And the Mefarshim on that Rambam, the Mari Kirkus says, he's mefurish. Ha'arel, harehu keben nechar. An arel is a zar. An arel is a zar. We thought the word zar meant a non-Kohen. But no, look at it this way. A Kohen is a circumcised Kohen. That's a Kohen. If you're not circumcised, if you're an Arel, you're a Zar. So that's the Rambam. We're expanding. The Halacha Moshe Mizrahi expands the definition of a Kohen or Arel, or Zar. Harel Ogemen Nechash, Nemekal Ben Nechar Arel Eiv, Arel Basar, Lefichach, Arel She'avad, Chilal Avodaso Veloke, Kizar She'avad. That's the Rambam. It's also Zar. So you have that by a Kohen Arel. You have that by Arla. You have that by the Mari Kirkus says that Beferish in that regard. And there are others. There are other Nafkaminas as well. There's a fascinating one about Priya. We know Priya is Halacha Moshe Mizrahi also. Right? Mila and Priya. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Lo nitna Priya la Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu did not do Priya. Avinu only did the chaticha, right? We know bris milah has two parts, the cutting of the foreskin and the pulling back of the skin to reveal what's under it. So the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was only given the first part, right? The second part, priya, was given halacha Moshe Mizrahi. So, one second, what type of halacha Moshe Mizrahi is this, right? Is this Mechadeshes, is this Mefareshes? What the Rav Shachter has in Eretz Tzvi on page Reish Nun Beis, he quotes this suffix from Rav Salvechik. Yesh lis topic begeder halacha Moshe Misinai. Which type is it? Is this redefining what Mila is? Mila is not only the cutting, but also Priya. That's also Mila. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Or is it saying that no, there's a halacha of Mila, and this is a new thing called Priya. Imi b'chinas halacha ha-mechadeshes, she-nosaf al-inyin ha-mila be-ina nami Priya, ki-inyin nosaf ifnei atzmo, o-shi b'chinas halacha moshe b'sina ha-mefareshes, shalacha moshe b'sina gilso lanu, lo-havin pirusha dekra, de-yimo b'sar al-aso, de-lo-ratz al-amar she-yachtoch, ela she-yegale. That's what the pasuk means. L'may nafgemina, the Chassam Sofer says, what if you forgot to say the bracha of al-hamila before the chituch? And you only remembered before the Priya. Would you say that bracha? Would you say that bracha? Ah, and one final one, and then we'll get back to our daf, and that is the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, talks about the Lamentes Malachas, as we know, and the last one is Hotzah. Hotzah, right, carrying out. Asks the Rishonim, what about Ma'avir Dal Amos? Isn't that another Av Malacha? Is that a Tolda? Is that a tolda? So the Ritva says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is teaching me a told. The Gemara in Tzadi Vav in Shabbos says that the source for Ma'avir is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So is that an Av or a tolda? So you might say it's a tolda. The Ritva says it's a tolda. But if you look at the Ran back on Daf Ayin Gimel, the Ran says, no, Ma'avir is in the Mishnah. When it says Hotza'ah, that includes Ma'avir, because Ma'avir Dalet Amos, every person has their own Dalet Amos. So when I go out of my Dalet Amos, that's being Motzi Mirishus Lirishus. Right, that's a din dal raisa. So according to that, maybe one could say that the halach shemus misinai of ma'avir dal ramos, is that a mechadeshes, like the Ritva says, and therefore it's a tolda? Or is it a mefareshes? We're redefining what hotzah is. Hotzah me'rishus l'rishus is not just objective rishuyos, but even your rishus. So this is all based on this comment of the Shalom Yerushalayim, that what does the Rav Bartanura mean by roeh? Roeh, if it looks like one, if it looks like two, and this case in our Mishnah of the mountain that you're going to plow later, with people are going to realize that it's one, that's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai in his view. Then he has a suffix, which we might have touched on from Rav Shlomo Zalman in recent days, but he has the following suffix, fascinating, Nistapakti. Kol ma shamru chachamim the nechshav lebei sados. V'tzorach lahafrish mikol achas va'achas. Right, the chachamim say, two fields and you have to be mafrish from each one. What if you didn't do it? What if you didn't do it? And you were mafrish all from one field. Is all that peah? And now if you don't give from the rest, the other field, it's you're stealing from the aniyim? Is that what it is? Imu gezel biyado olo. You didn't know you needed separate. If you would have known that you have to give from each field, you would have given half of the amount, and the aniyim would have gotten the same amount. So here, is it really stealing from the aniyim? You want to say you were mavatel this halacha of not giving from each field? Fine. You were mavatel the halacha, that's true. But is it stealing? Because the aniyim still got what they were supposed to get. Olo, and also the opposite. What about the ani? What about the ani? Im nata peya misada acheres, v'ukfar hifrish michaverta al hakol. Could the ani take from this new field that you didn't give from? Im nechshav esala ani gezel, olo. So therefore he has that suffix, and then he goes one way and the other way, but this is the comment of the Shalom Yerushalayim here on our Mishnah. Okay, we continue. So we had Rabbi Yehuda's comment, which we discussed, whether that was arguing with the Rabbanan or not, and then we have the Mishnah about having a very hard-to-plow area next to an easy-to-plow area, and it might be called O1. Vayter, Amas Hamayim V'chulu, the Gemara says, Havi Ba'un Meimar V'lo Pligin. So we thought to first say that maybe there's no machlokas here. This is going to affect what we just were speaking about. We thought that there was no machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanakama. Ashkach is Tani, until we found the following brisa where they're mafurish arguing. Amas amayim hakavua harezu mafsekes. The Tanakama says, if it's an amas amayim, it's mafsekes. Period. Look at the Marafolda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't depend only on kavua. It depends if you're able to cut. Right, if you're able to if it's able to be lihi katzer ka'achas, so then even if it is kavua, it is not going to be mafzik. So again, it seems like pretty clearly from the maskana of this Gemara that there is a machlokas, and that would, and then if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that would require elaboration, as we mentioned. There is a way, some of the mafreshim on the Rambam try to figure out how maybe is no machlokas, and there's another way to read this Yerushalmi, but we'll leave that for now. Havin boin meimar, and now we're going to go within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, we want to say, we thought to say, min manda amar Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says, lihi katzer ka'achas, ba'omin mitzad echad eini yochol likser mitzad sheni? What it means is that if you're on one side of this amas hamayim, you can't reach and cut what's on the other side. That's what's mafsik. That's all you need. But if you're able to stand in the middle and cut from both sides, then it is not mafsik. Right, it's not mafsik. If I can stand in the middle, it's not mafsik. It's already, it's considered one. It's two, it's close enough. Ashkach tani upolig, but we were going to think that, but we said no. We found a brayza that says the other way. Hara omid beemsa vekotzer mikan mikan mafsik. Even if you can stand in the middle and it cuts on both sides, it's still mafsik. But it's still mafsik. Mitzad echad, because the point is, if you can stand on one side and not be, if you can stand on one side and cut on the other side, ain't no mafsik, it's not mafsik. But if you cannot cut on one side from the other, so then it is mafsik. Even if you can stand in the middle and cut on both sides, that's not good enough. That is not mitzaref the fields. No, it's only mitzaref if you can stand on one side and then go to the cut on the other side as well. Good. The question could be, what exactly is the let's leave it. V'kol ha'arim v'chulu, Reb Chiya bar Ada b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish has the following case. Hayasham sela al pnei kol sadehu. If there is a rocky area going the length of the field, there's a whole rocky area. Right. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky says mugba. He has one line. It's a little raised. It's a little raised. Hayasela mugba be'emsa sadeyu. And he goes, vayaholech l'rochav kol sadeyu. V'nimsa mafsik bein sadeh shemikan u'shemikan. So we're talking about hefsekim. So if somebody has this long, rocky area. So, im oker hu esamach resha mitzad zeh. V'nosna mitzad zeh mafsik. If when you're plowing the field, you have to lift up the plow over the rock and put it on the other side. You can't just like drag it. You have to lift it up. Then that's mafsik. Then that's mafsik, and he can't, and you have to give two payas from each one. There's another girsa that changes the next two words. Instead of mitzad acher, it says, v'im lave no mafsik. And if you don't have to lift it up, then it's not mafsik. That is one reading of the braisa. If you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, he has mitzad acher. But he says it means, it's talking about a different mitzias. Let's say you have a rocky area going all across, but on one side of the rocky area, it's flat. It's flat along the same surface level as the field. But then it goes down on the other side. So on one side it's mugba, but on one side it's not mugba. So that's what the Gemara is saying, eino mafsik. That's not mafsik. It has to be mugba from both sides. Right, look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Emasela meshupa, ubitzad echad shavehu im pnei kol hasadeh, one side, eino mafsik. On the other side, it's higher. But even though on one side you'd have to lift up the plow, on the other side you don't have to lift up the plow. So therefore, from one viewpoint, it's equal. So that's not mafsik. It's only mafsik. It's only a separation. If from both sides, it would be a problem, and you'd have to lift up the plow. Says the Gemara, really, is that true? Is it really just if you have to lift up the plow, that's mafsik? But didn't we learn in the following Tosefta, Madregos, if you have a field, imagine a mountain, and there are different, so to speak, shelves on the field and steps, and you plant on each of the levels. So Madregos, Shehin Gavoo, Sasara, Tvachim, elsewhere we have Mishnayos about if there's a plant growing in one on one surface and is leaning down on the other surface, whose achrayis it is, whose fruit it is, whose airspace, but that's not here. Here it just goes through the peah. Madrego shen gavoas asara tvachim. If they're 10 tvachim high, no sin peah mikol echad ve'echad. If they're 10 tvachim high, that's considered separate fields, and you have to give peah from each and every one. Mashma, pachos mikan no sin echad alakol. If it's less than 10 tvachim, then they all combine. Even less than 10 tvachim, let's say it's 8 tvachim, you still have to lift up the plow. That's too much of a, you can't just like drag it. So you see from this brisa that even if it's less, right? even if you have to lift up the plow, that is not going to be mafsik. It has to be 10. Upachas mikan, eino okar asamachreshim mitzadzeh, venosnum mitzadzeh. Don't you have to lift it up from one side and put it on the other side? So that's the question. So you see it's even less than 10 tvachim. So afilu pachas mikan okerhu. You're right. Even it's mafsik, even if it's less than 10 tvachim. Even if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's going to be mafsik. Meaning don't take it literally. If you have to lift up the plow, then it's mafsik, right? Why does the Brisa say madregos of ten tvachim lo asina misni asara ela begin sofa? Right, it's only because of the end of that tosefta where it says im shem hayu rashi madregos mu ravin shinosem yachad alakol. If the edges, meaning it's not a perfect symmetrical shelves on the mountain, but towards the end of the shelves of the edges, there's one area where they kind of all like go together and the levels meet. So you'd have to give one peah. If you have that, even though the rest of the area, there are some areas on the mountain that have 10 tvachim, but because the edges of the field converge and become one and are mu'urav, so that ruins the hefsik. That ruins the hefsik, even though you don't look at just one area, you define it. This is called one field. And if it's called one field, so then it does not get its own, you don't have to give separate payas for each one. Again, if you give, right, that we didn't mention it, but that suffix of the Shalom Yerushalayim before about is it gezel, is it not gezel, right? If you give peah not from a field, it's not called peah. If you give too much peah, a lot from one field, l'chara it is. What if you knew? It might relate, assuming that's halacha which we say, that it doesn't relate. But if it's derabbanans, and we said many of these havdalas are drabanas. Remember the Gemara said that before, that it's not mechuvar, that it's daraisa. That was the Lashon used. If it's drabanan, then this relates to the issue of drabanan dinim, affecting dinim daraisa, and how we would treat that. Okay, so now we continue, says the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, continuing the issues of hefsik. This is a Mishnah that we quoted earlier. Hakol mafsik lezraim. Right, everything we said before was zraim. What about yirakos? No, most yirakos don't have payas. That's not under discussion. Remember, because yirakos aren't mechanso lekiyum, one of the five conditions that we had back on Daf Yudbeis. Remember, ochel, nishmar, has to be edible, it has to be guarded, it has to be gidulav min haaretz, excluding mushrooms, lekitaso ka'achas, excluding te'enim, the figs, and mechanso lekiyum. That's why most vegetables were excluded, because they're not machan, so they're not machriso lekiyim. So, says the Mishnah, everything we've said up until now was mafsik for zraim, for tevua and kitnios, that's what's included in zraim, veno mafsik le'ilan, elagader. But for trees is different. Trees, you need a fence. You need an actual fence, and the fence pashas means 10 tefachim high, and right, excluding, right, we'll have to see what charuvim and zaysim have special dinim that are going to come up later in the Mishnah, but trees have different rules here. Interesting to think about. I didn't see any of the Mefarshim talk about it. What do you define as a tree for this context? Right, do you go by the halachic definition like in Hilchos Brachos? For example, bananas. So bananas are considered a vegetable in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Why? Because what's the rule? The Gemara says in Brachos in the Bavli that it depends if the tree dies every year, or it lives and just regenerates fruit every year. A tree, halachically, an apple tree, an orange tree, the tree lives throughout the years. But it just produces fruit every during the seasons. A vegetable patch, potatoes and cucumbers and tomatoes, is nothing there in the winter. It's totally dead. And that's what happens to a banana tree, even though a banana tree is very tall, but the banana tree totally dries out in the winter. It's ke'ilu, it's dead. So would a banana tree be considered a vegetable or a fruit for Hilchos Peah? First of all, is it chayiv in Peah? Is it chayiv in Peah? But number two, is it in the world of Hefsik? The world of Hefsik, you know, would it be subject to the same rules or something like bananas, right? You have other things that are low down, right? Most berries are ha'etz, except strawberries, which are adama. So you have to know exactly whether, you don't have to have the same rules. You don't have to have the same rules for Ilchas Brachas and Ilchas Peah. I'm just bringing up the question. But anyway, says the Mishnah, hakol mafsik, so the only hefsik for a tree is a fence. V'maya seir kotesh, and if there is interlocking branches that go over the fence, then even that's ruined. Eino mafsik elanosim peah lakol. Then it's considered one field if it has interlocking and overlapping branches. branches. Even the geder is not good enough. V'lacharuvim, but when it comes to carob trees are planted with lots of space in between because they have extensive roots. So there you have different rules. Kol haro and zadzeh. As long as the carob trees could see each other, that is good enough to be considered one field. What does it mean to see each other? Who sees each other? The people or the trees? Look in the Mara Folda. Shim Allah Adam al Rosh Acharav. If a person climbs up to the top of a carob tree, V'roach Acharav Achra, and he can see another carob tree, Afal Pisha Lamata Mafsik Geder Beinam. Even if there's a fence, fences aren't Mafsik. Ein Onosin Alapea Achaz, you only give one. So he says you go to the top of the tree. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Calls Man Sheha Omed Eitzel Echad Minhe Ilanos. Yochel Lirosi Ilan Acher. If a person standing on the ground can see another carob tree, Avopi, even though there's a gather in between. So, right, it seems to be a, what's the issue? The issue is, when it says Rowan Zadzeh, does that mean, or does that mean the trees themselves? That seems to be the machlokas in the Mefarshim. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, again, Yinim Beis Abba, and Gamliel says, the minhag of our father, Beis Abba, right, which was the Davidic dynasty. Remember the three requests that Vespasian was asked by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? One of them is, Shushilta to Rabbi Gamliel. Right, save that. So Rabbi Gamliel said in Beis Abba, Nostim Peah Achas Lezesim, Shahelem Bechol Ruach. They gave one peah from all the olives on all, in all one side. We'll see what that is. One side of the city. And for the Charuvin, they did exactly what was said earlier, if it could be seen to each other. Rav Lazar Bar Tzadok Omer, Mishmo, Af LeCharuvin, Shahelem Bechol Ha'ir. The Charuvin, all the Charuvin they have in the city, they gave one peah. The Gemara will explain these halachas. Okay, we will stop here. Peah Dav Chaf.